Stage Dramas present Christmas Ghost. This week's front page drama, Christmas Ghost, is a dramatization of a feature story of the same name to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And with this Christmas Week edition, the publishers of the American Weekly cordially extend the season's greetings to its millions of readers, as well as to the listeners to these weekly front page dramas. Christmas time would not be complete without a good Christmas ghost yarn. It is as seasonal as roast goose and plum pudding. So in keeping with tradition, we are presenting a modern, up-to-date Christmas ghost story. Well, to begin by paraphrasing the opening line of the familiar poem, it was a few nights before Christmas and all through the apartment house, not a creature was stirring in the apartment of Rex and Bess Schilling, when all of a sudden...
I'll go, Bess. Only a detective in a movie story or Digby Druce could knock like that.
Oh, Rex,
what?
Give me a hand.
Quick, Bess. It's the Druces, and Isabel is throwing some kind of a fit on our doormat.
Oh, goodness, Bess, she's ill. Bring her in and put her on the sofa.
All right, come on, give me a hand here.
All right, come on, that's fine.
Gee, what's the matter? Isabel's all up.
Oh, you'd be too if you went through what we've been through. Why, a night spent in a deserted graveyard on Halloween is pink tea compared to what we've been through down in that ghost-ridden cottage.
Then it really was haunted?
Absolutely. All my life I've laughed at ghosts. I poo-pooed the idea, but now, well, gosh, I'm dying. This thing has got me.
Now, wait a minute, Digby. Explain it to us. What did they do?
Well, don't ask me to try and explain it by natural phenomena. I can't.
Come on now. What really happened?
What didn't? They walked all over the house. They opened doors the exact moment of their very audible passing. We'd look and we'd see nothing.
Oh, no.
You can laugh, Rex, and ridicule the idea, but I swear from the moment we got there, the ghost objected to us. They walked up and down my bedroom. They passed my chair as I sat at meals. They looked over my shoulder as I read. They blew their cold breath down my neck. Stood by my bed, I could feel them. Oh, it was terrible, terrible.
Now, come on, Isabel. I've heard about that stuff, but did you ever see anything?
No. Would have been much better if we had. Oh. Would have been more reasonable. Always those footsteps and people passing you and moving furniture and nothing to be seen. I tell you, it was jittery. What was the place itself like? So beautifully furnished, genuine antique, everything excellently appointed. But a nest of spooks. If I'd stayed there another 24 hours, I would have gone stark raving mad.
And we rented the place for the whole month of December just for peace and quiet. But we won't spend another 5 minutes in the place. Why, it was terrible.
Now, look here, Dick. I'm really interested. But, you see, I really don't believe in anything I can't see and touch and handle.
Oh, don't worry. They see and touch and handle you all right. No doubt about that. Why, the place is infested with spirits.
Someone was being thrown down those old oak stairs. Thrown down a body. At night, one could hear them throwing it down, whatever it was. It would bump on each step. And then footsteps would follow it. Interesting. Tense, interesting and thrilling, really. Do you try it?
I wonder if Gerda and Neville Baxter would join us. Look here, Isabel. We'd adore to go down and investigate this case of yours. What about it? That could be a marvelous idea. If they'll come, we'll make a fortune. And heaven help the host of ghosts, if they will be haunted, not us. Let's spend Christmas at the cottage. You aren't going back in any case, are you?
Absolutely not.
Very well, then, darling. You stay here and have your Christmas dinner. We'll lend you this place in exchange for yours. Come on, Rex. Let's go and see whether Gerda or Neville are in and whether they're game. How would you and Neville like to spend Christmas in a haunted cottage? Is this a game? No, darling, it's an actuality. You know that furnished cottage the Druses took when the doctor said Digby'd better get away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was haunted. They can't stick it. They vacated. We can have it.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Ghosts are the uneasy stirrings of your primeval fears. They are the hoodoos that lurk in your own subconscious and have no existence apart from that.
Well, then, you can look after your own uneasy little mind, can't you?
They say the place is beautifully warm and most exquisitely furnished with genuine period furniture. I think it'd be fun.
Oh, Mother sent me in the most colossal trip.
Well, I'll buy champagne to drink the ghost's health.
Yes, I think it'll be swell. Let's go.
And so the four young ghost hunters packed up and drove off through the snow into a glittering silver world in the country. They found the cottage easily enough. It had no name on the gate, but there was no mistaking its age. Inside, they found the furnishings just as described, and everything looked very comfortable. They lit a fire in each of the bedrooms and went to bed. Rex and Bess in their room, Gerda and Neville in the other.
You know, Rex, this place does have magic. There's magic there. See, I've never felt like it anywhere else.
How do you mean?
Probably the seven times the patient in a very modern apartment room. Well, it's getting right there.
Man is a king according to his sovereignty over his own mind. You're not getting frightened there.
Oh, no. Just not. It's only the kitchen, isn't it?
blow out the lamp. Let's go to sleep.
At the body falling, Isabel told about.
I didn't hear anything. Some dog tired, spooked or no spook.
I felt it. A cold breath on my neck. Near here.
It's the wind from the window.
Oh, get them closer, dear. I can't see that it's blowing
out.
Help
us crying out loud.
Please, Mother.
All right.
Please be quiet. Let the window down easy so you don't frighten the waste there for rest.
All right. Where am I slipping?
Here.
Oh, here.
Oh,
Bess, cut it out and go to sleep, will you?
Yes, would you get up and get me a drink of water? There's a picture on the stand there, please.
All right, just light the lamp. It's on your side, darling.
Don't know what I did for the night. There's enough moonlight to see me in the window to see you.
What is it now?
I heard footsteps, Ever. No, something footsteps.
Oh, I can't hear anything. I'll try and go to sleep.
I'm sure I heard footsteps. Just as big as the Elizabeth said.
Well, I can't hear any now. Let's try and get some sleep. Darling, it's only Neville. Come in, Neville.
So, did you hear anything in here?
I've been hearing things ever since I went to bed.
Well, Gerda woke me up and swore she heard footsteps outside the house here, and I listened, and I could hear them, too. Listen, see if you can hear it.
Sounds like someone walking around the cottage. What time is it, Neville?
Midnight. You look out the window. You'll see them. There's no ghost about. That's real, all right. Listen.
If I do, sir, stand out the window, it's probably a hobo. Wave.
See? There's nothing or anybody out there.
It's an acoustic place, that's what it is. There's someone walking around that cottage past the bend in the road up there or something. And it echoes down here. You often get those weird echoes.
I heard it. A body falling downstairs. I told you not to leave me, Mother. Oh, now, don't look at me like that. I swear I heard it. An icy finger touched me.
Now, Gerda, you're not frightened.
I'm terrified. Simply terrified. Let's all go downstairs, for heaven's sake. Put all the logs you can on that big fire and stay there together. Oh, I don't know whether you had any sleep there, but I've been awake for the last hour listening, and I've heard plenty.
Gerda's right. I would stay down to see if we'd never come to this place. The Bruces were right. The place is full of ghosts. Let's all go downstairs together and smoke and sing songs and open the champagne.
Well, now, hold on. We were told what to expect. Our minds were already prepared. That they were receptive. This is just anticipation working on imagination. We're overtired. It isn't real, isn't it?
You're right, Jack. It's mass hypnotism. Mm-hmm. We're suffering from mass hypnotism. Those footsteps are not real.
Oh, Neville, why can't we all go downstairs, darling? And all sit close and wait for morning, and then let's just go home.
Well, Rex, I guess we'd better do what the girls suggest.
Yes, you're right, Neville. Let's get our robes on and go downstairs.
And so the two terrified young wives clung desperately to their two protecting young husbands. When morning came, they packed up. And while the men were out getting things in the car...
Good morning. I saw smoke coming from the chimney, and I was sure Mrs. Clement had slipped down for something. I'm Mrs. Brown. I work for him.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Clement have sublet this cottage for a month to some friends of ours. There must be some mistake. Did you work for Mr. and Mrs. Drew?
They're our friends, but they only stayed 24 hours. Well, I don't know nothing about no Drewses. This place belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Clement, and they never rented or sublet it in their lives. They work at the place. It's for them and them only.
But isn't this the Lavistock cottage?
Indeed, it isn't. This is the Jasmine Cottage. If it's a livestock cottage you'll want, that's up the road and around the bend. Is there something wrong?
Oh, no, just a slight mistake, that's all. But we better be going. Come along, Gerda.
Yes, by all means.
The wrong cottage. We spent the night in the wrong cottage. Whatever happened to the men, must never know. I couldn't bear it. But, well, I'm sure I heard things last night.
Mass skepticism. A man is only king according to the sovereignty he has over his own mind. Isn't that what Rex says?
Come on, keep it up.
No, they've quit making them.
Yeah. Is your big Mr. and Mrs. Clement down in it?
Mr. and Mrs. Clement?
Oh. Yes, I thought they was in Florida. I was surprised to see smoke in the cottage. Nice place. Clement's nice people. Got lovely old things in that house. I apologize for them sometimes.
Well, if I were the Clements, I'd be afraid to sublet to a lot of people if I owned those treasures.
Sublet?
Mm-hmm.
Say, they'd rather die than rent that their house. Why, they don't even keep a maid. Mrs. Clement looks after those things herself. Sublet. Say, it's lucky they can't hear you.
Oh, wait a minute. Look here. Didn't they rent this cottage out for the month of December?
Not them. You're thinking of the cottage up the road there. It's quite a bit like this one. They'd rent that one, all right. If they had it.
Oh, this isn't the Lavistake cottage.
Lord, bless you. No, sir. That cottage is the one I'm telling you about up the road. They have
it. Do you hear that, Rex?
Yes, my lord. The girls must never know. Women are absolutely the prey of their emotions. They need protecting against themselves.
Yes, I see what you mean. Oh, never mind. Here they come. Quiet.
Well, are you all set?
Yes.
Well, hop in, girls, and wish your ghosts a Merry Christmas.
You have just heard Christmas Ghost, a dramatization based on a story of the same name which appears in the next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. This is the Christmas issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world, which comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And as usual, you will find it packed full of interesting articles, stories, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to bring added enjoyment to the gaiety of this festive season. And in closing, may we, on behalf of the publishers of the American Weekly, wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Stage Dramas present The Follies of 39. This week's Front Page drama, The Follies of 39, is a dramatization of a collection of amusing and amazing human interest stories that appear under the title Misadventures of 1939 in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This year of 1939, which is fast drawing to a close, seems to have hung up some sort of record for the size and variety of its crop of odd little episodes and strange occurrences that have happened to Mr. Average American. The war news from Europe, the importance of the neutrality fight in Congress, occupied most of the front.